confidential. 2, do like jagyathat karmano. Jagyathat karmano. Karma bandhanam. Tadartham kam kanteya mukta sangha samachara. Doing this atma tattva plus dhyan yoga of paramatma. He told only first brahma tattva, jiva tattva. Jiva is also brahman, no harm. But paramatma is more superior than brahma. Brahma has no body, no senses,
no shape,
attribute or anything. But Paramatma has some shape, like one
not size of the thumb.
What?
The size of the thumb.
Size of this thumb. Achha. And in this Paramatma there is some shape and also knowledge. In Brahma nothing, no shape, no knowledge, nothing. But in Paramatma there is shape and also he chinmay and he is some qualities. Shantakaram, bhujagasayanam, like this, but very little. So yogi may can do dhyan. So this is gyan atma tattva plus this meditation, remembering of this Paramatma, is more superior. And then most superior? Bhagavan. Krishna is saying, Bhagavan. And to worship him, serve him, being his das, eternal das. This is most confidential and most super confidential for Vrajananandan, especially Radhakant, Gopikant, and to serve in the way of following the footprints of Gopis. And that is the top meaning of Manmanabhava. Manmanabhava, like Gopis. And if you cannot do like that, then Manmanabhava, Madhabhakta, you can be my Bhakta. And Shavadam, Kirtanam, Smiranam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Pada, Sevanam, do all these things. If he cannot be like, then he answered that, certainly I am not so much qualified. And this is a battlefield. How I can do all this? Then he told, if you are unable to do this, then you should Yaji. Yaji means to do archan. You cannot give mind. You cannot serve by your mind and heart, especially so, inner. Then outwardly you should give a lamp. You should offer flowers. Pick up flowers and give him. Make a garland and do all these things. Easy, because you cannot give your mind and heart there. So in heart, you by heart, like Raghunath Das Goswami, you cannot serve him. So better if you do outwardly archan. There is so much difference in archan and manasi seva. So much. When we will be matured in this, then by mercy of any high class of devotees, we can do manasi seva by siddha sharir. So it is very difficult. Then he told you, if you cannot do this, then you should do Namaskuru. Only one breath, dandva to me, and it will save you from the suffering, birth and death of whole lives. You should try to do like this. But one thing here, Krishna has told that come, become my Sharanagat, Sarva Dharman. What kind of dharma? Worldly dharms. After that, what kinds of dharma?
Religion of body.
No.
Liberation also.
Then, dharma, the service of Lakshmi Pati Vyomanenim, Narayana also seva. After that, you can serve me like Rukmini Satyabhama. Oh, give up all these things. Then you want to serve Brajendanandan like a Dash. Oh, sometimes you should be over that. Then you want to serve me like friends. I may be controlled, but not so much. Then like Mother Yashoda and Nanda Baba, Vatsalya, oh, it is too high. But even Mahaprabhu told that, go on more. It is sadhan sadhan, but yet I want to hear some more. And then he told that gopis prem to Krishna, their service to Krishna is most
superior.
Oh yes. But anything more? In this world anyone has not told like this, asked like this, or something is there. Then he told that among gopis, Srimati Radhika is supreme. So his prem and service is most, or supreme, supreme confidential. This thing. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came only to sprinkle one very, very little particle. Only to sprinkle in this world. So, again, we should come to this slok. Dharma sansthapanarthaya sambhavami yuga yuga. So what's dharma? First you can tell that yuga dharma, no, varnasam dharma, to establish. What is the life and soul of varnasam dharma? Atma dharma. If there is no Atma dharma, then Matapita ke prati kartabya.
Duties towards parents.
Parents, duty to wife, duty to husband, duty to children, duty to
society.
Deshvasi.
Society.
Countrymen and to world. If there is no Atma dharma, then these are bogus. So, whole Mahabharata was fought only for to
re-establish
of Atma dharma. But what is Atma dharma? Then again, same. What? Yoh bhajya, yoh bhajya, yoh bhajya, then yoh hai, and then comes yoh uttam, yoh sarva uttam, and then comes friends, and then comes vatsalya, and then gopi prem, and then radha prem comes. Krishna has come to test these things, only Srimati Radhika's mood, and to sprinkle his prem, that prem, gopi prem. So, anyhow, the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Krishna, to taste Radha mood and to sprinkle the mood of gopis. Gopis means? There are so many kinds of gopis. We cannot test as Lalita Abhishekha. We can test the maid servants of the sakhis of Lalita Abhishekha and all others. So they are Rupa Manjari. Only we can serve. We are able to serve in the way of these Rupa Manjari, Rati Manjari, or Rupa Goswami. So Krishna has come only for this, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again came very mercifully to establish all these things. One thing you should know, that Krishna came in the house of, in the womb of Devaki, but not like general persons, worldly persons. How he came? Vasudev or Nanda Baba did not give birth to Krishna. But Krishna mercifully descended in the womb of Yashoda or Devaki through Mantsa. Because Mantsa and Krishna is same, no difference at all. So Vasudev gave mantra to Devaki, and like a seed, Krishna went in the womb of Devaki, and Nanda Baba, in the same way, he told that today I saw that a very beautiful boy came in my heart, and I am giving to you, and you took, and same day he began pregnant. So not like ordinary thing. So you should know about bhakti. We cannot give birth to bhakti by any sadhana, but bhakti can descend here. What is bhakti? Bhakti is the swarup shakti, especially essence of both Ladini and Samli. That is himself, Krishna or Srimati Radhika. So bhakti is none different from swarup shakti. Swashakti, swabhakti sriyam. So swa means Krishna. Bhakti, that is Radhika, love and affection for Krishna. This is swabhakti. Sriyam, his beauty. What is Rupa Manjari and all others? So, bhakti can come if you will see that you are qualified, you are pure, otherwise she will not come. Krishna, first of all, he has to face Putana. What is Putana?
False.
Putana. That is, those things, those activities, those things which are not pure. A sadhak should try to give up all these things. So, Krishna killed Putana, not killed, but he took his outer body, external body, and what he did of internal body, he made it pure. What is here pure? She was taking blood, flesh of child's. She was so envious. All the disqualities were in her. So Krishna first took all these things. He took means?
He destroyed.
He took means not that Krishna took all this and he will have to
suffer
for that. No? Nothing like that. Someone tells, it has been written in Chaitanya Bhagavatar, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took the offenses and all other things and he became black. It is for foolish persons, no, those who are ignorant, and they had been now going to be admitted in bhakti for those to make them
faith
that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took all these sins. But we know that he is so powerful. If anyone take the name of Krishna, then what will be? This name will take all the sins, or by the influence, by the abhas,
semblance,
it will burn down. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had nothing to take. But he showed that I have been black only for the persons, those who are so low. Only to make
faith.
But he does not do like this. So Krishna took all the bad qualities, pavitra means
purified,
by two ways. But we can think like three, outer body, by jamyam and all other things. And then mind, keep giving up all these things out of mind, like Upadeshamrita first slok. Vacho Veda Manasa Krodha Vegam Jihva Vegam Utaro Pastha Vegam Etan Vigan Jahabhi Sahit Dhira Sarvam Apimam Pratisa. All these are to give up. But we cannot give up. We have no power to give up. How we can give up? Only by the mercies of Guru and Vaishnava. We'll have to offer ourselves. And it will be done in two ways. By the help of Madhyam Adhikari, Guru and Vaishnava. Because they have four functions. So we'll have to take shelter on Madhyam Adhikari. But what is Madhyam Adhikari, I will have to clarify today. In evening, I will clarify. Gaur Premananda. Now you can translate if anyone's. And I should. Gaur Premananda. Don't give up all these things. And one also request that husbands and wives, they should not divorce each other. Like animals. Otherwise there will be so problems. And all problems are coming to me and I am hearing. And that is why Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, your Prabhupada, was so much worried for this. So, you should not make problem for you. Be very honorable and humble to your family persons, your children, your wife, your husbands. And if they are not favorable, very gently you should have no this harikatha or all these things. You can be with them outwardly. But don't quarrel. Don't have any problem from them.
otherwise you will be yourself what? Perplexed. So try to be like this and chant and remember. Don't even think that I will give up all these methods and I will go only to earn money for fans, beautiful wares, beautiful all these things for sense gratification. And Sanatan. And Sanatan. What you have, you should be
satisfied
by that. And give your energy in chanting, remembering and doing. You can do something for your life maintaining, no hurt, but not accept whole your energy in that. Some little fraction should be towards that and all your energy should be given in Krishna. Then you can realize something and then you will think that I am happy, otherwise not. So punctually you should come at 10:30 in morning. Something
initiation.
After initiation their names has been changed. I want to declare their names. What first name?
Stand up.
Mr. Vrindavan.
Vrinda name is so okay. Very near and dear to Krishna. So I think that this name is proper. So
before it was Vrindarani.
Vrindarani, now here Vrinda Devi. Vrinda Devi ki.
Vrinda is a name perfect, it's tellement cher à Krishna, donc Maharaj va simplement transformer le Vrindarani en Vrinda Devi.
I don't know how to pronounce this. Martine Letty. Martine is your name?
What name?
He has made it Lilavati.
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 You are so much lucky that you are coming towards Krishna and I have named you Lilavati Devi. Lilavati Devi ki.
You're so fortunate that you come to Krishna.
Narayani Devi Dasisi has taken today. Diksha, you can stand up. You are here. She is there.
What name?
She has kept the same name. She has taken Diksha today.
Narayani Devi is okay. So, Narayani Devi ki.
Another has taken Diksha, Sakshi Gopal. Sakshi Gopal Prabhu. Today has taken Diksha only.
He has taken Diksha, his name, I have kept his name what?
Sakshi Gopal.
Sakshi Gopal Prabhu. Sakshi Gopal Prabhu ki.
And then Gonzalez Pascal.
You are fortunate that you are coming in Krishna consciousness. You should be very strong.
Très fort.
And be careful for good association. What name?
Gokul.
Jai à la compagnie que
Gokul Chandra.
Yeah.
Oh, I have named him Gokul Chandra.
Very good. Then, Françoise Sanchez. Françoise.
What name?
Sulata.
You are fortunate to have the name Sulata Devi. Very good name. Sulata Devi ki. You know who is Sulata? In Krishna pastimes, one Sakhi, very near and dear Sakhi of Radhika, like a golden creeper growing on, surrounded to Krishna, the feet of Krishna and Radha, is called Sulata Devi. Sulata Devi ki.
C'est un nom merveilleux, ça signifie. C'est le nom d'une des Sakis très proches de Radharani. Son nom signifie la liane dorée qui s'enroule au pied de Radha et Krishna.
Then Shama Dasi. She has taken Diksha.
She has come? Shama Dasi. You are lucky, Shama Dasi. Shama Dasi is so good name. Hmm?
Yes, Harinam.
Who is Shama? Krishna is Shyam. And the beloved of Shyam is Shyama. Herself, Srimati Radhika, the name of Radhika is Shyama. So you are Shyama Dasi. Shyama Dasi ki?
Qui est Shyam de Krishna et qui est cher à Shyam, Shyama, c'est un nom de Radharani.
Chandra, Chandrapati. Chandrapati, Prabhu.
Oh. I'm lucky to have your association. He is senior Vaishnava. And he is lucky. What name?
Same
name, Chandra?
Pati.
Chandrapati. Who is Chandrapati? Chandrapati. Husband of, beloved of Chandra. Who is? Krishna himself. So Chandrapati means Krishna Das, ish means.
Chandrapati.
So Chandrapati. Chandrapati.
Chandrapati est un dévoué aidé. Maharaj dit, je suis fortuné d'avoir ton association.
Yes,
toi aussi, tu es très fortuné. Chandrapati, le maître de Chandra, l'époux de Chandra, c'est Krishna. Donc Krishna Das.
Geraldine.
Oh. Very good.
Malati.
Oh, I thought that you have gone with your mother. You are here.
Translate from her.
You are also here.
Je pensais que tu étais parti avec ta maman. Elle est là.
I have given him name Malati Dasi. Malati, very good name, very good name. Malati, like a very smelling, very good smell. Flower, always in the hands of Srimati Radhika and Krishna. So you are very near and dear to Radha and Krishna conjugal.
Malati, c'est une fleur très, très odorante qui est toujours, on voit toujours, qui orne les mains de Radha et Krishna. Malati, tu es très cher à Radha et Krishna.
Then, Santya, Tasi, see here?
Yeah. Oh. What name?
Basanti.
Oh, very good name. Basanti Devi ki?
Yeah.
Who is Basanti? Krishna is Basanta. Beloved of Basanta, Krishna is Basanti. Very dear Sakhi of Srimati Radhika. You should always serve Basanta. Basanta, that is Krishna. Basanti Devi ki?
Yeah.
Basanti, c'est une Saki qui est très chère à Krishna. Basanta, c'est Krishna. Et Basanti qui est chère à Krishna.
Hmm.